Could you tell me when this very beautiful monastery was built?
西暦でいうと1605年で、日本暦でいうと慶長10年になります。
But returning to the rules of the order, are you allowed to own private property in this order? And are monks now allowed, and were they in the past allowed to use their hands and do physical work, like working in the farms and the fields, or are they forbidden from physical work?
例えば禅宗の専門道場、要するにトレーニングセンターのようなところ、それは修行僧ばかりが集まっているんですけれども、その中では畑を耕したり、あるいは、
Yes. And how much is there discipline in the life of the order? Do you have to get up very early in the morning? Do you have to get up in the middle of the night in order to pray? How strictly disciplined is the life of a monk? I have heard that when Hideyoshi started this monastery played a very important part by organizing the movement of craft objects, lacquer and other things, and exporting them to the West and to China, and helping to import technology from China and the West to Japan. Is this true?
日本から出したものもラッカーアートって一つのアートではあるけれども、そういったものも輸出したし、それと例えば日本刀である、あれは、
At the beginning of the 17th century, when this monastery was founded, Japan was on about the same level of science and technology as the West. China and Japan were on the same level. What happened, though, was that Japan and China stayed on the same level right for the next 200 years, whereas Europe, which had started about level at that time, was rising like this. So the West had a scientific revolution, Newton and other people, and also a technological revolution, the Industrial Revolution. So Japan stayed the same. So when the Americans came in the middle of the 19th century, Japan and China were still here, and Western learning that Fukuzawa and people brought in was way ahead in a sense. So at the beginning it was the same, and then something happened in the West which didn't happen in China and Japan, and that is one of the puzzles that we are trying to understand.
私がそれに関して思うのは、おそらく社会情勢の違いじゃないかな、社会構造の違いだな。
How it was organized, yes, and governed, so that the heavy pressure of the Tokugawa shoguns kept down knowledge and repressed it. I see. Can I? I'm sure you're right about the effect of the shogun. But there's another puzzle which I wondered if I could ask you whether you had any explanation. There is a theory that in the West, one of the main reasons for the technological and scientific development of the West, and also its development into capitalist economic systems, was related to the Christian monastic organizations, the Benedictines, the Cistercians, and other organizations. The argument is that they were very, very disciplined. They had to get up, pray. Their life was very, very disciplined. They were very rational in their approach to things. They were very interested in crafts and technology. They built their monasteries near water mills. They had very good farming systems. Also, if they earned any money, they weren't allowed private property. So all the money went back and back and back. So you got a growth of their wealth. They couldn't leave it to their children because they weren't allowed to marry. So you have very disciplined, rational, hard-working, organized people in large, wealthy institutions. And this was a very significant, necessary part of Western economic growth. This is the argument. Now, what is puzzling is that from your account, the Japanese monasteries were nearly identical. Christianity and Buddhism are the two world religions that have these kinds of system. So you have very disciplined, hard-working, practical monks, who, many of whom don't marry, and you have large, well-organized monasteries with beautiful gardens and farming and so on. And yet, as we said before, the West rises into modern industrial, scientific, and technological growth, whereas Japan doesn't. So I wonder if there's something about Buddhism and Christianity which makes their attitudes slightly different.
今のざっと後半部分要約してください。例えばその向こうの、まあ、キリスト教のいろいろなベネディクティン派とかいろいろとそういうところはハードワークをすることによってどんどんどんどん。
Thank you very much. What you say fits very well with the ideas of Fukuzawa, because he had, when he founded his club, the Kojumsha in Tokyo, he had the idea that Japan, one of its problems was that all the different parts of Japan didn't talk to each other. The merchants didn't talk to each other, but they didn't also talk to the clergy, the monks, or to the lawyers, or there were a whole lot of separate worlds in Japan. And in the West, Christianity is mixed in with society. And so the clergymen will talk to the lawyers, will talk to the politicians, and therefore ideas spread very quickly. And one of the problems in traditional Japan was that this was not so. But you have suggested two theories to explain why, despite the fact that you have a very similar organization of monks in Japan as they have in the West in Christianity, there are two theories why this didn't lead any to an industrial scientific revolution. One is the effects of the politicians pressing down, the shogun, the daimyo, pressing down. And the second is that Japan was separated off into little groups who didn't talk to each other. This was an idea of Fukuzawa Yukichi's, and he encouraged this conversation through founding clubs and universities and so on. So the monks were here, the politicians were there, the samurai were there, and so on. I wonder if I could suggest a third possibility, which I have heard. Some people say that Christianity and Buddhism, they are very, very different. In Christianity, the argument is that in Christianity, we believe that one God created the world. He created it rather like a clock. He wound it up, set it going, and you had this clock going along. And he told human beings that they must understand how the clock worked, what its inside mechanism was. It was their duty to understand the laws of nature, which would provide the explanation of what they saw around them. So Christianity encourages science and knowledge and investigation of natural laws. When the greatest of all scientists, perhaps, Newton, when he was investigating his principles of gravitation, he was trying to understand, he was a religious man, and he was trying to understand how God had created the world, how it worked. So it is the duty of Western Christians to try and penetrate and therefore to understand, which is what science means. Now in Buddhism, as I understand it, there is no God. Buddha is not a God. There was no person who started the world and just set it going. There are no natural laws behind the surface of things. All this is an illusion, Maya. And therefore, there is no encouragement to an individual to try and go behind and understand the principles of how this material world was founded and works. Instead, in Buddhism, you contemplate, you try and harmonize yourself. And therefore, it doesn't quite have the same emphasis as Christianity on sounds. What do you think of that argument? Christianity tries to master the world, the physical world, control it. That is the instruction from Jesus Christ and God. You master the world, you look outwards, you try and understand it, you try and change it. Buddhism looks in and tries to change you inside. The external world is less important. And so you get this divergence between the two systems. That's a very important.
ただね、要するに自分がブッダと同じだということが発見されたとしたら、その後仏教というのは一般の人たちみんなを救おうとして努力する。
Okay. Both those points you made are very important. Christianity and Buddhism, as you say, once you have inner enlightenment, then it is your obligation to spread your enlightenment, to lessen the sufferings of your fellow human beings, to improve their material condition as well as everything else. So there is a similarity in that respect. And also the difference that you mentioned is terribly important. Christianity is always doubting. We are not certain. We are striving. We are not certain that God exists. We are not certain that Jesus Christ is God's Son. We always wonder whether we are saved or whether we are damned. We have a hell and a heaven. We're never sure. And so we are constantly questioning ourselves, and we are constantly asking why of everything. Why this? Why that? Whereas, as you say, in Buddhism, you become relaxed and you are sure of the Buddha and you are confident of things and you stop asking the why questions. You would never make a television series about why. Whereas we are very concerned to make these questions of why. And this is why, again, Fukuzawa is interesting, because he was unusual as a Japanese. Because as a young man, he lost his belief in the gods. And he started asking why. He was always doubting and asking. And so this is one of the reasons why he was so attracted to Western technology and thought, because they were always asking the why questions. So you have put your finger on a very important thing there. I think perhaps we ought to let you get back to all the things that occupy you in the rest of your life, but I would like to thank you very much indeed for a most fascinating conversation in which I have learnt some answers to some of the why questions. Thank you very much indeed. I have summarized very well, or suggested, two possible solutions to the question of why Japanese technology might have been slowed down by Buddhism, or affected by Buddhism and religion. One was, in fact, not religion itself, but the political order, the shogun and the daimyo, who in the 18th century pressed down and kept out foreign knowledge and learning. And the second explanation you gave was that Japanese society was very much divided into different groups and areas. The monks here, the politicians here, the samurai there, the merchants there, and there was very little communication. So whatever the Buddhists might have known wouldn't have been spread widely, because they just kept to themselves. And that fits very well with Fukuzawa's theory in the 19th century, which was that in order for Japan to modernize, you had to bring all these groups together and get them to begin to communicate through clubs and universities and so on like that. Those are both obviously true and right. A third theory which I wanted to test on you was to do with the nature of Christianity and Buddhism. The Christian religion believes in a God, one God, who started the world. He was at the origin of the world. He planned it all out. He made it in 7 days, and he set it up like a clock. He wound it up, made all the parts, wound it up, and then it started going along. And he then instructed his people, the people he had created, to understand how this clock worked. They saw the face of the clock, this material world around them, which gave them clues to how the machine was working behind. And they had to use their intelligence to try and go behind the face of nature to understand the laws of nature. And so the great scientists of the West, like Newton, were people who tried to understand the mechanisms. There is a famous poem by Pope, or an epitaph: "Nature and nature's laws lay hid in night. God said, let Newton be, and all was light." So Newton was created by God to understand God's laws. And Western science, therefore, arose out of Christianity, which was constantly trying to penetrate behind the surface. Now, as I understand it, Buddhism is very different. There is no God. Buddha is not a God. There is just the world. And the aim, therefore, of a Buddhist is not to try and go behind nature. It is to look inwards into themselves, to become in harmony with the world. This material world is an illusion, Maya. And the main purpose, therefore, is not to understand the principles of nature, but to accommodate yourself to this world and to begin to realize that it is an illusion. So Buddhism doesn't encourage the kind of Western dominating, intrusive kind of science that we have in the West. That is my
basic question. 発展というのはおっしゃるようになかった。神話の世界でしかなかった。だけど、そうではなくて、あるものを組み合わせていく。無常無垢無事情法は水安三入破壊銀三寸